At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
I'm John Batchelor. Sebastian Smee's new book is Paris in Ruins. It is March 1871. A gathering of revolutionaries with no real vivid memory of the revolution of 1789, but with a lot of spirit. The class warfare of Paris is about to be resolved on the basis of out with the bourgeois and the royalists, in with the communards. The word sounds like communism. It wasn't at the time. Communism was a theory Karl Marx watching from London. This was a gathering who seemed of men and women who want a city to stand by itself. In other words, a metropolitan republic, not a French republic. And yet they were violent right away. Why was that, Sebastian? What did our heroes make of the violence that the communards visited immediately by arresting religious figures? Why?
Well, you know, I think you can look at so much of the tumult that happened all through the French 19th century as one attempt after another to kind of relitigate the French Revolution, you know, which it had achieved so much and it was obviously so influential on all of history, including American history, but it had suffered one reversal after another. And this was also the case with what happened in 1871 in March, as you say. To understand the mindset, you have to understand just how badly Parisians had suffered through the earlier siege. You know, it had been the coldest winter in living memory. Many of them had been reduced to starvation. Of the Impressionists, by the way, only Manet and Morisot and Degas had been inside the city, and they really had suffered. In many ways, they were lucky to get away with their lives. Bert Morisot became very ill. They were reduced to starvation. I mean, people were eating rats and pigeons, and the animals in the zoo had been slaughtered for food. I mean, it was desperate, desperate stuff. And during all that time, the radical Republicans grew more and more frustrated with the moderate Republican government and its inability to succeed in breaking through the Prussian lines and to beat them. And they disagreed with all the decisions that this provisional government were making. And so when finally the government surrendered and these terribly draconian conditions were placed on the new French government by the Prussians, they decided it was time to revolt. And they bided their time for a little while. And then finally, they did revolt. They seized the cannons. There was a sort of incredible day within Paris of confusion and chaos. And it ended in the withdrawal of the French government forces. They withdrew to Versailles, just on the outskirts of the city. And a radical new government was established within Paris. And as you say, it was called the Commune. They were keen to democratize society, for sure, but they were in some ways more sort of libertarian than communist. You know, they were all about local government. That's what the word commune really refers to, localized government. They wanted to control their own fate, if you like. But we would describe them as progressive or left-wing, but they didn't want too much centralized control. In any case, they then found themselves besieged in the same way that the city had been besieged before by the Germans. It was now besieged by the French government forces. They weren't strong enough at first to sort of come back into Paris and squash this revolt. But they gathered their forces under the direction of Adolphe Thiers, the friend of the Morisots, and eventually they came back into Paris.
Yes, now we go to May of 1871. Bloody Week. The book is Paris in Ruins. Sebastian Smee is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.